You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altra, there when it matters.
Can someone invent cheaper wireless networks that are going to save us voice call costs? Well, that has been the question of many desperate South Africans over the last few years. And to answer that question, Soweto-born former Motsepe Foundation board member Thabo Nkasi and former Touch HD content producer Lwazi Nongwaza are expanding their company BTN Mobile, which has answered that question almost exactly. BTN Mobile is a digital telecoms network, and it provides a range of edge unified communication services. Edge unified? Well, Thabo, good evening. You're going to have to explain that one to me. Welcome to the show. 7 months old, and you've already added 1.3 million subscribers. How did you get that right?
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners. Just to paint a picture, BTN Mobile, it operates within the space of MVNO. Our operation is virtual, so it's been powered by Grey Dot Mobile. We've been in this space for the past 7 months. Our purpose was to focus on the low-income and us who have difficulties in making calls. Because of due to the expensive cost of airtime, so it has actually reduced our people. Instead of making calls, now they do WhatsApps, they chat, and so on and so on. So it has been welcomed by a huge number of people.
1.3 million subscribers in 7 months is phenomenal growth. How did you approach your route to market? Often people have great ideas. An MVNO can piggyback on the back of the existing networks. And much like a WhatsApp voice call, it doesn't cost very much at all. But getting the word out there for a small business, for an entrepreneur hustling, is often cited as one of the biggest challenges. How did you overcome that?
We've been using most of social network. We've been doing a lot of activations around townships. We've been going into, doing exhibitions in township seminars. So this is how we were able to achieve those numbers. But also we do door-to-door. We do door-to-door because we believe that it's a must-have product to everyone because it's cost-effective, it's easy to use, and it's flexible. So people have welcomed it, and it's growing as we speak. It's growing. I mean, the last weekend there was a Gauteng youth exhibition expo, and then we were exhibiting there, and we received, an enormous response from the people around there. So people, they like it.
What are your goals for the business from here? Have you set yourself a sort of medium to long-term target on subscriber growth?
Yes, our plan was in the first 12 months, which we were supposed to have hit a million mark subscribers, but we were shocked with the response. But we're hoping that our medium-term goals was to make sure that the majority of South Africans, they use our network because they enjoy it anyway. It's easy to use, and like I said, it's cost-effective. So we're intending to grow the network, and currently the network is employing 42 people.
And the business model itself, as you said, it's low cost, so the margins must be very small, and it must be based on volumes. What is the business model?
Yes, remember, MVNOs, they are seamless. It's cardless, SIM cardless. You don't recar, you don't port, you keep your number, and it doesn't interfere with your current network. And you can call any network of your choice, locally and internationally, at a cost of 35 cents per minute to make a call. And our minutes, they don't expire.
Now, in your business journey before this, because this is only a seven-month-old startup, what were your greatest failures and what did they teach you?
The lesson learned, this was a new product. People are not familiar with it, you know. They're still used to the conventional way where you use SIM cards and so on and so on. So people were a bit skeptical, but we had to soldier on, you know. We had to soldier on and start teaching our people, going to schools, doing presentations there. So, yeah, that was it was a difficult one. But we officially launched it on the 14th of March in Soweto. So we had at least, you know, a substantial attendance there. So, yeah, we see progress now.
Well, Thabo, a very interesting story in a tough economy. Great to see entrepreneurs like yourselves hustling and growing a business at such a decent rate. Thabo Nkasi, the co-founder of BTN Mobile.